To the Shutdown Full Cast. Oh, you have wandered into the right bar because we are discussing the five most important things in the history of humanity today on this here college football podcast, the internet's only college football podcast. We're discussing the following five bowls, which I will say in rapid fashion so that you can get the full impact of what we're going to talk about. We have the Boca, we got the Frisco. We got the Gasparilla. This gentleman over here had a Bahamas, and this lady had an Idaho.
If you were to bring these five words to somebody who didn't follow college football at all and say, these belong in a group, like, what possible group could, like, variants of animal flu?
Petty crimes and empty calories.
Alternate names for Normandy beaches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Operation Gasparilla.
Yeah, Operation, but we don't talk about Operation Gasparilla.
A lot of good kids died in Operation Gasparilla. Did you say kids?
A lot of kids might still die in Operation Gasparilla.
I was going to say, no, not the good ones. The mediocre ones, right? Like, you know, the kind that when they died in high school, you went, well, that figures.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. This is it. You know, I was concerned that you wouldn't follow up places where it's cool to drive drunk with anything remotely comparable, but as always, you are full of surprises.
As I was saying, the Boca Raton Bowl is going to be first. This is our 40 for 40. We're doing it a little bit different this year. It's like 8 for 40, but with 40 parts that are in groups of five. The math works out, okay?
Imagine that we're a Mississippi State quarterback being asked to pass way too much, and now the 8 for 40 makes sense.
It's 8 for 40, and hopefully we'll have one score.
It's
and we're
Michael Hennig Memorial Bowl podcast series.
And we're going to have
welcome to the Joe Bowserman podcast.
And I've already committed a serious turnover already. So, welcome. Ryan Nanny is joining us from Brooklyn. Holly Anderson is here. We are discussing the bowl season as we try to do, in other words, giving each bowl its due exactly as long as we feel is necessary. The first one that we were discussing, the Boca Raton Bowl, which in its short history, it's had some bangers.
And off the field.
Yeah, I'm not here to trash talk the Boca Bowl because
I should say between and after the whistles.
Yeah, no, this has had Western Kentucky Memphis. It's had Toledo Temple. Dang, y'all, last year it had Florida Atlantic beating Akron by 47 points. So it's been okay. This has been, I mean, admittedly, if we're going to go ahead and, decide to thin the herd of bowl games, this would be one of the first out. But you can also say, hey, Rakeem Cato was the offensive MVP of this bowl game, and nobody can ever take that away from Rakeem or from the Boca Bowl. This year, we are looking at UAB versus Northern Illinois. You may remember, that's MAC champion Northern Illinois. Did they come in favored against Buffalo? Oh, no. No, they did not. Did they upset them nonetheless? Yes.
I beg your pardon. That's Conference USA champions UAB.
That is correct. The more miraculous story here.
Bill Clark gang.
Yeah, Bill Clark Hive. Bill Clark, who 3 years ago didn't have a program. Because the state of Alabama tried to kill UAB football. But like most things that you try to kill in Alabama,
it's not possible without the help of law enforcement.
It's true. I mean, they didn't. Yeah, it was immoral.
Yeah, no. When you think of Alabama, you think of unkillable folk.
I tend to, yeah.
Like Bear Bryant Jr., who I hope is going to watch this bowl game while grinding his back teeth to a fine powder.
I tend to think this, that if they really wanted UAB to die, they would have said, here's a lottery ticket. And then UAB would have developed all kinds of profligate habits, right? And probably would have, like, gotten a combination of some, you know, an addiction, some diabetes, maybe all the kind of foolishness, maybe an extortion plot, right? But instead, they were like, UAB, we're going to kill you. And in good health, with all of the redneck mustard that they could, like, gussy up, they were like, no, you shall not kill us. And they came back from the dead.
So, I have an alternate theory.
Can't wait.
This was a longer play. And yes, it is all being directed by University of Alabama boosters out of hate and spite.
But not specifically, it's the Board of Trustees.
Sorry.
Okay. Do not at me, Alabama boosters.
But, like, by that we mean University of Alabama boosters, right?
Right.
Okay. Stage one of the plan was kill UAB football. But that wasn't the whole plan, because stage two was bring UAB football back as a basically a brand new program and have them become better than Auburn. And if you look over the last 2 years, Gus Malzahn, 17-9. Bill Clark, 18-8. It's working.
Yeah.
The plan was to create the most embarrassing Auburn narrative.
And with a
University of Auburn burners.
Mm-hmm. Auburn.
Auburn betters.
Auburner. Auburn.
I'll get back to you. I'm going to workshop this.
War damn Tolkien.
All his friends are dead.
All his friends are, oh no. Yeah, this is actually, I think, a quality football game. I'm not gonna poo-poo this one. I think this is a fine matchup of two teams who are playing at their best at the end of the year, which is all you can really ask of any bowl game. So
it also has some I looked at the sponsor list. Man, mm-hmm. The Boca Bowl has maybe some of the most Florida sponsors possible.
Is there a private prison company in there?
There's not, but I think that's because they already have dabbled in college football and it didn't go well. Here's what mm-hmm. they do have: a plasma donation center, an outlet mall, a trampoline park, Lion Country Safari, and a Native American casino.
Wow, which casino?
The Seminole Hard Rock. I think it's the Seminole Hard Rock Coconut Creek, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the one you want.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not the Seminole Tampa. No.
Mostly the plasma donation center is the one where I'm like, why would you? You don't need to sponsor a bowl game. Just advertise at the bus station.
All right, let us all remember, by the way, primary sponsor Chair Bundy, definitely scientifically backed up claims on every single point of Chair Bundy's resume for uh-huh. tart cherry juice. Yep. Yeah. All completely verified by solid research.
I drank this tart cherry juice every day for a year, and I'm still alive.
Take that, Libs. Come on. Owned. The company was started as Cherry Farm, so you know, and PHARM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely not an indicator.
Man, one of you is typing furiously. It's amazing.
And Amy.
Definitely Spencer.
Yeah, it's probably me.
It's fine.
But yeah, that's the Boca Bowl. I think we're good. I think we're totally solid on Boca Bowl. That means we can move on to part two. I think the ladies having a Frisco. God. The Frisco Bowl.
Usually you pay double for that, Cotton.
The Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas, which I believe is Frisco still the largest
growing city in America.
Is it?
Yes. It has been for a decade.
Well, Frisco, located, I believe, north of Texas.
The fastest growing city in America.
Yep. It is Frisco, Texas, which I'm sure that always means something. That always means great things, right?
Sure.
Culture. Fastest growing. I think for 10 seconds every now and then, the place that is the fastest growing place in America is absolutely horrifying, right?
Well, it's sort of like being the fastest car on the interstate. It's fun, but it's not necessarily long-term fun.
Yeah, no, it's going to come to an end. It's
right.
It's I'm sure that about 6 years ago, the fastest growing place in America was a parking lot in one of those towns in North Dakota that was fracking a lot.
Right.
Right. They were like, oh man, the fastest place is Minot, South Dakota. And the problem is that it's a parking lot, you know? So what I'm saying is that this is an incredible bowl game.
Can we do some Frank Solich? Can we do a Frank Solich game?
Yeah, I would love to play a Frank Solich game.
So I say that because we should probably tell you, Ohio is playing in this game against San Diego State. Frank Solich, born September 1944. I am going to give both of you an American invention from roughly around that time. And you're going to tell me Is Frank Solich older? Is this thing older
Wait,
or
we did
younger?
this last year, and I think we all got every question wrong.
Did we?
Yeah, because we're in.
No,
because
no, we did it with David Cutcliffe.
We did, but yes, this is another yes. one where I think none of us actually have an accurate age
oh,
for
not
Frank
a
Solich.
Clue. Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying if Ryan fed us all of last year's questions over again,
yeah.
we would not get them right.
No, you
oh,
could
no,
me,
that's
You could
true.
Tell me Frank Solich was 80. Or
but
tell
but I'm telling you 50. Right now, he was born in 1944, September 1944. I'm giving you that as your key indicator, and now I'm going to give you an invention, and you have to tell me if it's older than Frank or younger than Frank.
Okay?
All right. Cat litter.
What?
Cat litter.
Is that spelled K-A-T-T, and is he a Texas Tech assistant?
It's an invention!
Oh.
Cat litter.
Younger.
Cat litter is younger than Frank Solich. Good job. Tupperware.
Tupperware.
I'm older.
Younger.
Tupperware is younger than Frank Solich.
God.
Deodorant.
Younger.
Deodorant is older than Frank Solich.
Deodorant, man, Spencer, 3 for 3.
Spencer's also very old.
I remember when it came out. And I said, that'll never work. And for me, it never has.
Soft serve ice cream.
Older.
Younger.
Older. The ATM.
Older.
Oh, the ATM is younger.
The ATM is actually older than Frank Solich.
What?
Yeah. It took a while for it to, like, become a thing, but
Tell me it used to be paddle-powered.
there was
like
a tiny
sewing machine.
There was a tiny child who lived inside of it, and he handed you cash.
I was
thinking paddle-powered by the consumer, but okay.
I was thinking something steam-powered that, you know, frequently exploded and caused horrible scalding
right.
injuries, right?
Yeah.
I got my 30 sawbucks and this here third-degree burn.
The Zamboni.
The Zamboni is younger.
Correct. The Slinky.
Oh, no. That's Vietnam, so it's younger.
No, the Slinky's way... The Slinky is
older?
Slightly older.
Oh,
yeah.
Must
yeah.
have been like World War II. Okay.
Slinky's older. And the last one... The defibrillator.
Younger.
Older.
It is younger than Frank Solich.
Oh man, I started hot. Faded down the stretch.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
I think that's enough discussion of the Frisco Bowl.
I do want to acknowledge that Holly might be right and there might be a Texas somewhere within the state of Texas an assistant coach named Cat Litter.
K-A-T-T-L-Y-T-T-E-R.
H.
Under the, oh yeah, L-H-Y-T. You can't play, you can't ascend past a certain salary cap level in the Big 12 without also sounding like your name doubles up for one of the Starship Troopers football players.
I was going to say, like, George Lucas named half of the assistant coaches in Texas football.
Yeah, Cat Litter's going to throw for 3,500 next yards.
Oh man.
Yards next year for Texas Tech.
Django Fett was a warrior out there.
Django, that's the saddest thing is Django Fett's dog. I mean, Django Fett might have played for SMU in 2007. I can't tell you that he didn't.
That also plays because Boba Fett, like the whole, he's a quarterback, just like his daddy. He's a gunslinger. Doesn't work well with others, but you know what? He's got a cannon. And by that, I mean a rocket launcher.
It's illegal unless we're in Texas.
Woo! Jabba the Hutt, excellent booster. The Gasparilla Bowl. This
Over.
Is depressing. This is depressing. There's like they fucked up a good thing.
Frank Solich is older than the Gasparilla Bowl.
Slightly, yes.
You know
how they fucked this game up, right?
Wait, no, I do not.
This makes you mad just thinking about it.
Wait, what happened?
I mean, a little bit, but so
I'm not pretending for a bit. I really don't know.
So I want to confirm that this is the case. Yeah, this game used to be the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, used to be the Magic Jack Bowl.
R.I.P. Corned Beef Wontons.
Right, and you may recall, Spencer, where was this game played?
It was played in the Sundome.
And it is not.
Speaking of Tupperware and the overturned mixing bowl of a stadium.
That was Tropicana Field, correct.
Yeah.
They play it at Raymond James Stadium now. They play it at the Bucks Stadium. Do you know who's in this game?
Who?
USF. And Marshall.
Damn it!
And Marshall. But we're going to watch USF play in an NFL stadium that they play all of their home games in instead of a baseball stadium that's not even good at being a baseball stadium. Like this is charmless now. How did you?
This is as charmless as Beef O'Brady's introducing their signature buffalo sauce and not calling it Beefalo sauce.
Man, go back to this, okay? Yeah. I want you to go back to October 6th.
Yeah.
October 6th, South Florida. Flawless. 8-0.
Beef O'Brady's has a quinoa salad now? What fucking country is this?
How many times do you think that's been ordered since they put it on the menu?
I've got to be the only person who has ever browsed the Beef O'Brady's website.
I think it's been ordered 3 times.
I was trying to give you guys a quiz. Like, rope together some kind of quiz to keep up our corned beef wonton brand. And I got nothing.
So, October 6th.
The Amarillo Firecracker Burger with sweet jalapeno mayo. Where's Jason?
It's USF is 8-0. And then this is how they finish the season. Like, undefeated.
Ooh, admittedly, against us now. Fuck you.
A pretty weak slate.
I'm just clicking through this menu. Sorry, I'm only like halfway down. This is going to take a minute.
No, it's working. We're going to keep doing it. So they come into that 8-0. And then their last 5 games.
Wait. One of their menu items is just 2 8. Wait, their entree portion of pork chops is 2 8-ounce bone-in seasoned pork chops?
A 57-36 loss to Houston.
I like the insistent debate we are having right now between two people talking about two sad things.
Okay.
USF football to end the season and the Beef O'Brady's menu. But you refuse to acknowledge one another.
That was one flicker of light in the darkness, and here's the second one. Mm-hmm. The steak burrito still has quotes around the word "the."
As in,
because it's the official state food of Ohio, I assume.
As yes. In the 41-15 loss that USF took. When you go over like ass whoopings people done took in 2018.
I'm pretty sure one of these dishes is just Kraft Mac.
USF took a 41-15 loss to Tulane.
That's where you have young sons. Isn't that just Kraft Mac?
That's just Kraft Mac and cheese, okay, in a bowl. Just like Cincinnati doesn't know what food is.
Man,
Cincinnati,
like
another
to
team
that
beat
would
USF.
Just serve me Kraft Mac, then I don't have to make it.
They lost their last 5 games, is what I'm saying. They did the worst possible thing you could do when you're up 8-0
on
life.
You're not giving your kids broccoli if you're taking them to Beef O'Brady's.
I mean, maybe.
Y'all laugh. This is how Philip Glass makes all his weird songs.
So I'm just saying, if you're 8-5 and you're playing Marshall in this game and you just had to drive across town, I think you're going to be 8-6 when this is done.
Oh, signature cocktails page. Don't let me down.
Like, do they even get do the USF players even get like bowl swag for this? Or are they just like, hey, we did your laundry for you?
No, they're serving Moscow mules in copper mugs. Who gentrified my beefs?
Used to be
I want a Long Island iced tea mixed up in a coffee can and I want it now.
You can still get that in Tampa. You just have to go to my friend Dave's house. He'll hook you up.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Tampa. I was going to say it's Tampa. I could probably get that at the gynecologist's office.
Well, you got to have something while you wait.
Come on. Why else? It's like a retirement village every day.
I used to love Beef O'Brady's Long Island iced teas because they were the only Long Island iced tea recipe I had ever seen that prominently featured gin.
Oh my god.
That's just...
Wait!
God.
Wait! Okay, no, it's the very last item on the cocktail menu. They do still have their Long Island tea, which contains the following list of ingredients.
Oh god.
Absolut vodka, Bacardi rum, Tanqueray gin, Patron citron, sour mix, and Coke.
You know that's just like... That's just amateur chemotherapy.
The night, but joy, alcohol poisoning, and sugar shock cometh in the morning.
Yeah, that's if you can't afford like serious treatment for like either cancer or poisoning. You just take that. So Tampa.
This is why you sponsor a bowl game.
I didn't hear anything you said, either of you said, for the last 10 minutes.
Beef O'Brady's has not sponsored this bowl game in years, and we still talked about them instead of the fine line of 2018 bad boy mowers, including the Outlaw Extreme, the Maverick, the ZT Elite. These are real names.
Oh, my God.
In the meantime, we're up to 508 Google results for corned beef wontons. The fire rises.
We'll get it there. Yeah, that is, I forgot. We've gotten this far and not mentioned that the actual sponsor of this bowl game is Bad Boy Mowers. When you're keeping the grass short in an illegal fashion.
They would like to sell you an $8,000 lawnmower.
Here's this. One of the things they advertise is this: the advanced shoot system, which takes control of your mower discharge and protects people and property from flying debris. There's nothing bad boy about that. If you got a real bad boy mower, accelerate it.
Double the debris. Extreme debris radius.
Weaponize your clippings. Do you hate your neighbor? Knock out his windows with this shit. We don't care. We're bad boy mowers.
Oh, man. I do wish we had gone to the annual Bad Boy Mowers dealer meeting in Biloxi.
Hey, listen, there's time for next year. Let's book it.
I got to tell you, you know what? There's a lot of weird dicks at that meeting. Hold on. I want to send you this. So there is a, and maybe we'll remember to put it here or not. I'm gonna try to send you a picture of the stage at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it will let me. Okay.
at the bad boy mowers.
Yeah, I put it in the chat. Please describe the picture that I have just sent you through our chat feature.
All right, so the picture that Ryan has sent me is, oh dear. Okay, if it could look kind of like a low budget TED Talk,
correct?
Like low budget TED Talk with.
You knocked my drink over trying to turn your laptop around so I can look at.
No,
this
you have to see this. So it's like a low budget TED Talk.
Oh, those look comfy.
Where they're
Are those chairs or lawnmowers?
Those are lawnmowers.
those are like recumbent lawnmowers.
Uh huh. Yeah, they're using like recumbent lawnmowers for chairs. Like,
can I just drive one of those down the street?
I'm pretty sure if you're a bad boy, that's what you do.
They kind of look like miniature Batmobiles, don't they?
They look like the Tumbler if the Tumbler had arthritis.
And if the Tumbler had arthritis and it got a great edge on your lawn.
Yeah.
This is going to need me everything I need for my second career as a perpetually driver's license suspended real estate agent.
Yeah, no.
This is a photo of five men on stage at the Bad Boy Mowers dealer meeting of this year. Three of them are sitting in riding lawnmowers. One of them has like a mounted sort of chariot style lawnmower, and
these
one
are
portion.
Like if those power recliners with all the like built-in molded cup holders were a lawnmower,
yeah.
Which honestly to me sounds like the perfect marriage of form and function.
I assume this guy on the right's making love to the mower.
Man, I kind of want one. Are these expensive?
They're quite expensive.
They're
yes.
$8,000.
These are the diesel, in which case they're $15,000. This is a deleted scene from WALL-E.
I mean, I would much rather have this than like a Nissan Versa.
Holly, imagine just riding up to Beef O'Brady's in one of these suckers, getting your quinoa to go with your Long Island iced tea.
Controlling your debris like a bad boy.
USF, you have to stay home. This is the punishment you get. You could have gone anywhere else, but nope. You got to play a glorified home game sponsored by a mower company that we wish were a terrible chain restaurant.
Every good girl loves a bad boy. Call me Gasparilla.
The Bahamas Bowl.
I guess.
Bahamas Bowl. It's FIU at Toledo.
Sponsored by a Chicago town, a Chicago suburb.
Who's sponsoring the Bahamas Bowl this year?
Oh, no, that's a real thing.
This is the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. And Makers Wanted is the, I guess, the motto of Elk Grove Village, a suburb of Chicago, Illinois.
Aha. Uh-huh. So a suburb of Chicago is advertising a bowl game in the Bahamas.
In the middle of winter.
I am
the
sure.
The Bahamas are like northwestish in the Caribbean.
I am sure.
Don't check me on that.
I am sure this is not at all some kind of scam. Just saying that out loud. So a suburb of Chicago is sponsoring a bowl
really
game
wrong.
In the
they're
Bahamas.
North and west of like Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, so they're definitely the northwestern of Turks and Caicos.
No, I mean they are kind of northwestern north. Okay, if you look at it, okay, if you look at a map of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
And you like kind of like drew like a basic like draw like a rhombus from like Miami to Cancun, like down to the Honduras Nicaragua border, straight over to Barbados, right? And back up, and like, there's your square. The Bahamas are basically Montana.
I've always okay. said that.
Of the Caribbean.
Sure.
Yeah.
This place, by the way, Elk Grove advertises itself as home of America's largest industrial park. Cool. Out.
Jesus.
Next. Yeah. Whoo. Do you want to, as grim?
If you're curious, this makes Trinidad and Tobago the Florida of the Caribbean.
Do you think this means they're going to make like the FIU and Toledo staff in the press conferences and stuff say nice things about a Chicago suburb they have never visited?
Ooh, and Montserrat is like Baltimore. Sorry, Montserrat.
No, but I'm looking forward to the accent when that person from Elk Grove inevitably shoehorns their way into the ceremonies, right?
Right.
Thank you for coming, friends. And neighbors.
Ah, hey Bahamas, we've brought you two foods so far. Popeye's chicken and deep dish pizza. America, we're all dying.
Just them looking
Can
at the
pizza. Some of us hurry it up.
Them just looking at the pizza and going like, this is actually just a huge slice of wet dough that somebody has topped with cheese. It's mostly bread, y'all.
This is a pizza shoe for a giant.
Like Chicago, it's mostly bread. That's the nicest thing I will ever say about Chicago on this program. It's cold there.
It's got culture, though.
Sure.
Where's Mike Felder? We need him.
FIU had a pretty good year of football. We could at least briefly mention that.
They did. No. They 100% did. It's like not, we're not making that up and we're not being snide. FIU, please remind everyone who their coach is.
That'd be Butch Davis.
That is correct. In case you forgot, Butch Davis.
And if the Miami Hurricanes have another shitty year next year, you're going to hear a lot more about that.
Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it only took FIU 6 years to right the ship after firing Mario Cristobal for no goddamn reason. Congrats on your bowl.
Yeah, FIU actually kind of an offensive powerhouse this year. I know, say it with
me. It's like a
power shack.
Like a shed, but like a prefab shed. Like a nice shed that doesn't leak.
Powerhouse boat.
It is a powerhouse boat with
a powerhouse boat with a satellite dish over to the top.
Can I tell you, they have the best running back crew of any team in the nation, name-wise. They have Napoleon Maxwell, who split carries with Devontae Price. Now, Devontae Price is D'VONTE. And the third spot, Shondarius Phillips. I do not think there is a more gloriously named trio of running backs. And they're good. They were productive. This is actually a pretty good team to watch. And they get to play Toledo, another team I would feel comfortable saying, not damning with faint praise, a pretty good football team.
I like Toledo.
Both of these teams lost to Miami, which is weird.
Well, I've seen this, though. You forget that these teams are actually much smaller.
No, I'm just saying teams actually lost to Miami this year.
Oh, yeah, weird. That is important to remember, especially because Miami might look a little deceptively good, having beaten a really excellent opponent in ACC championship game participant Pitt.
Yeah, but you also lost to Duke.
Smoking them. Hey, don't – you know, that's the past. We don't – why are you bringing up old things, Ryan?
I'm sorry.
Why did you cut out the cuss?
I'm trying to, you know, for the people from the Midwest who are going to be listening to this.
Yeah.
Who don't want to pollute their virgin ears.
The people, the fine people of Elk Grove. I do like that every Chicago suburb is the exact same naming convention, where it's just like animal name for group of trees or group of bushes or something like that. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Bear Forest, Chicago.
Yeah, I'm from, let's see, I'm from Deer Thicket.
Yes.
Deer
yes.
Thicket, Illinois.
Eel Bramble. I'm from Eel Bramble.
Eel Bramble's Kentucky. Yeah. For some reason, if you get like weird and involve thorns, it becomes Kentucky.
That's true.
Indiana would never have that name because eels just are indecent. Just
Eel Bramble. There ain't no eel. You won't get cell service there.
Yeah, no.
Them hill people come down, they'll pluck your eyes out.
That's where Dickie Lyons was from. UK recruited a couple good wideouts out of Eel Bramble. I might have said something true, and I just didn't even realize it.
Lost a lot of good recruiters there in them hills.
Yeah.
Never seen again.
I think that's, I mean, this is actually Bahamas Bowl. I'm going to go ahead. I'll give it the sign of, like, blue ribbon quality. This is a fine game, and you should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That leaves but one.
Oh, boy.
Idaho.
Good afternoon.
Potato.
The potato recipe Bowl. Haver has logged on.
We will start by mentioning the teams playing in this game, BYU and Western Michigan.
Can we get on to the good part?
All right, that's all we have to say about the football teams in this game. Please, Holly, take it away.
Okay, as always, at this time of year, we turn our eyes to the Idaho potato, grown in Idaho, certified 100% Idaho potatoes, Dr. Potato blog website. They have expanded their recipe section. Their recipe section has expanded like it exploded out of a dying star. And boys, the Idaho Potato Commission is trying to broaden its appeal past Idaho. I'm trying to imagine, like, say you're a workaday Idahoan, you know, and you're coming home after a long day, I don't know, straightening up your Confederate flags in the front yard, which I've seen more of in Idaho than I've ever seen anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line, and you're logging on to your Idaho Potato Commission website to look for some dinner options, and in the very first row, you see vegan wild mushrooms, roasted garlic, and Idaho potato calzone. Setting aside the amazing existence of a potato calzone.
How does that work?
Is the inside or the outside potato, or both?
Oh, they're inside. I was wondering more about the vegan wild mushrooms. Like, these are mushrooms guaranteed not to have been grown on dead people, Hannibal style.
That's right. No animals pissed on these.
Yeah. Also in that first row, you have baked Ras Al Hanout Idaho potato fries. Baked fries.
Batman fought him.
Idaho potato and mascarpone tart. A tart and, oh God, you guys, loaded baked Idaho potato with truffle honey. Who do we think we are? There are vegan Hasselbeck potatoes on here. So you're like, imagine you're staggering through, and oh, thank God, right there in the middle, homemade Idaho potatoes, cream cheese mashed potatoes. Buddy, we are home. This used to be the year where we would go over and they would have like five recipes, and one of them would be for pizza with a potato crust. And now they have invented mashed potato toast. There is Idaho potato toast.
These aren't your dad's potatoes.
The kids today, these millennials, they can't afford real estate because they're too busy spending their money on potato toast.
On truffle oil to put on their potato toast.
There are so many foreign words on this page, and that's going to upset so many people. It's great.
I'm sure this is fine, though. Like, cause...
Oh, no, these recipes are great. I'm going to try some of these. I've just never seen them not look so normal.
There's a big face-off here, right, between millennials who love their fancy potatoes and your dad on a bad boy mower.
Idaho potato beignets?
I had to go to the second page to find what I'm usually looking for on this website, which is a food recipe with a potato substituted for something that kind of makes no sense and sounds like it would be insanely difficult. Idaho potato wrap spring rolls. Come on down.
I keep waiting. If you go like far enough back in the site, is it just things like things you can do with potatoes? Paperweight. Doorstop.
Now here's the good news.
Oh no.
What?
The Idaho Potato Commission has invented some kind of little hash browns cooked in a muffin cup situation that they are calling hash bays.
No.
Absolutely not.
But it's not all bad news. The Potato Bowl is played on December 21st. So you may find yourself watching this and freaking out because, fuck, you forgot to buy Christmas presents for your children. Worry not. Go over to idahopotato.com/kidsdownloads. And that's right. Download such fine things as a potato-themed Spuddy Buddy coloring book. Who wouldn't love to just color a anthropomorphic potato? Is there a word search? You bet that your ass there is. Is there a potato quiz that is mostly potato propaganda? How many different words can you make from the letters in Idaho potatoes? Oh my God, your kids are going to love you.
You say there's no such thing as potato propaganda. I say Idaho potato chorizo healthy breakfast burritos is a thing I just read.
So one of these word search, one of the descramblers
here. Oh, we got quinoa, folks. The libs have invaded Idaho.
So it says unscramble these words to find your favorite kind of potato. And one of the options is the following, D-E-H-A-M-S. And immediately I thought, oh, that spells shamed. They're looking for mashed, but yes, it spells shamed as well.
I'll tell you who's going to be some shamed potatoes. BYU walking out of this game. Am I right?
I don't know. I think they'll probably be okay.
I'll probably be fine.
Y'all, there's crawfish poutine in here.